أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم عليه صلاه وسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاه وسلام عليك يا حبيب الله There are many topics which can be discussed here, but to me the most important topic is how to love Quran and how to understand Quran and what is purpose of Quran. These are three basic questions which I put before you so that we could understand what Quran expects from us. And how could I justify and you justify to be a Muslim in this world? What is Quran? And what is our liability to prove ourselves as a true follower of Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Anbiya and Rusul, messengers. What for they came here? There was a particular viewpoint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep people as per His guidance, to update them according to the Mashiya, the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the media, which is very important, or the medium of communication was Risala or Nabuwa, which is known as prophecy. So prophecy is link between humanity and monotheism. Monotheism is oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of God. And prophecy is a continuity of the message of monotheism which encircles to the humanity, telling them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed His message to Lohe Mehfooz, that is a specific place where no one can access, no one can see, no one can read, no one can approach, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a particular angel whose name is Gabriel or Jibreel alayhi salam. According to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes there and brings message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Adam, to Shiz, to Noah, to Moses, to Jesus, and the last prophet of Muhammad Rasulullah, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose name is Rahmatan lil Alameen, whose name is Shafir, whose name is the selected one, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to tell Himself, to disclose His blessing upon universe. Then what He did and how He approached. For Him, He doesn't need anything, but it was a kind of process for a proper understanding of unity, for humanity, that they should understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this setup. This was only for us. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as Khatmun Nabiyyin, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed upon him, أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقُ اللَّهُ النُّورِ, the first thing which was created in the universe, that is Noor of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what is Noor? Some people, they got confused. They got confused. Once we say Noor, they say, oh, there is mushkila, there is kind of problem. What is Noor? So Noor in Arabic are meant through different ways. In simple meaning, you say light. But Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. When قَدْ is used in Arabic, it removes your doubt. This is called حرف التحقيق in Arabic. جَاءَ, its beauty is that when it was placed before the word جَاءَ, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tahqeeq, with authenticity and proper attestation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O people, if you have any doubt about his creation, about his authority, about his authenticity, you should remove it, and you should remove your waswasa, murmuring of Shaitan, satanic verses in your heart, because he has authority to go in and create this waswasa in your mind that Na'ud billah min zalik Muhammad Rasulullah is not Noor. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qad ja'akum, removing your own thinking. Placing the word of Qad is authenticity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down his Noor. That's why it says, Qad ja'akum, he has sent down two important factors, two important elements, two important realities. Minallahi, no one has created except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these? Nooru wa kitabun mubeen. Noor, light from me. And light is meant here according to Qartabi, according to Madarak, according to Ibn Kasir, according to Zamakhshari, and there are thousand those who are scholars, those who have written down the explanation of this ayah, they unanimously say that Noor means Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And second is Quran. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. If I ask you one question, I'm anxious to read a book or want to see anything in darkness, what would I need? Light. I want to read a book and this is a dark room. I don't find any light anywhere. Would you like to switch on your lamp? Would you like to have some light, candle? Or you would go out to seek light? What for? Naturally, your eyes, which are the worldly eyes, have limited vision, limited circle, and limited power. It would certainly need what? Light. This light for Quran is light of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to read Quran, if you want to see Quran, if you want to understand Quran, then you will have to have love with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's why Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. أو كما قال محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يؤمن. Again, this is conditional in Arabic. لا before فالمضارع. This is called مضارع, means for the future tense. For future tense, where there is لا, It means that this is conditional. No one can become. No one would be accepted. No one can justify himself as a mu'min. Ahadukum. None of you. None of you. Either he is from Arab or Ajam. From Western world or Eastern world. Black or white. Small or something else. Or from elite class or poor class. Anything. It doesn't make any difference. The condition is that no one can become. No exception. Except if you truly love Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than your parents, your home, your ancestors, including your own nafs, which is called yourself. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you will become Muslim, you will become mu'min, and your faith is complete when you declare yourself. You don't say, but you prove it that I love Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything. So now we get three resources here. First is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nature. Nature is his nature and approach is nur. That's why we can read Quran. Otherwise the world is dark. No one can read Quran. No one can understand Quran. Even the greatest philosopher like Plato, Aristotle, and more than that, someone who claims himself that he is more than that wise person, even then, they cannot decode the term of huruf-e-muqatti'at. Alif Lam Mim, Ha Mim and Sin Qaf, Taha, Yasin, and rest of the words. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept the meaning and transformed a beautiful codification in between these two personalities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have limited vision. That's why Quran says, Afala yaqilun? Don't you have sense of understanding? Yaqilun. What is aql? What is wisdom? What is philosophy? What is understanding? What is meant by this? Afala yaqilun. And that's why Quran says, Zaluman Jahula. What is Zaluman Jahula in Quran? Zaluman Jahula means a person is absolute ignorant of facts. And what is ignorance? Ignorance is that he doesn't know anything, but he claims himself that he is more than everything. Or he is a true scholar. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, a famous scholar, in his famous book Al-Itqan Fi Ulum Al-Quran, he says, people who want to understand Quran, they must fall in love of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he would be able to understand Quran. Otherwise, he would memorize Quran, but wouldn't get a true essence of Quran, which is love of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Noor means love. Noor means light. Noor means your real affection or attachment or affiliation with Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with such a manner that you sacrifice your life, you sacrifice your wish, you sacrifice your ego, you sacrifice your superego, even you sacrifice your own. That is your nafs. That's called id in English. When you sacrifice your id, you become a true wali, a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Quran says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. These are the people, these are the true people who are friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented his friendship to them. Why they sacrifice themselves? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in response to your true friendship, I am giving you a gift of declaration. And that declaration is that you would not carry any kind of hazan. That means any worry. And why he removes worry from him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills out their heart and mind, their personality, that they don't need any worldly resources. And among them, the awliya, we see so many names. But the leader or the prominent personality among them is Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Qushayri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Shaykh Imam Suharwand, Imam Naqshband, Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Ali Hajweri, Data Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, so on and so forth. Who are these? These are the people who understood Quran, who conveyed the message of Quran. The message of Quran is true love with Allah, true love with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot become Muslim if you don't love Quran. But Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked by a companion of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell me, what was the ethics of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he used to behave? In response, she asked, haven't you gone through Quran? He said, yes, I have read Quran, I have studied Quran. Then he said, whole Quran is ethics of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whole Quran is behavior of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected Quran as a book of knowledge, as a book of life. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْبَةٌ حَسَنًا. Undoubtedly, again, there are two important words, la and qad. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ, and kana in Arabic, these are called afal naqisa. Kana yakunu, kaunan, or sometimes you can kana. When there are words la and qad before kana in Arabic, it means that certainly, and kana wouldn't give you the meaning of past, it would refer to past as well future. So لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, and حَسَنَةٌ here means نور of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, light of محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. His life is light, his life is paradigm, his life is parameter for everyone who wants to get rid of all social problems, all spiritual problems. So they should love life of محمد رسول الله, which is life of truth and success in this world and afterward. My dear brothers and sisters, Quran is an authority which reveals realities upon Mumineen. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he used to love Quran and how he used to give importance of reading of Quran, recitation of Quran. Never Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be happy with us if we don't understand Quran. Unfortunately, this is major problem of our society. We claim ourselves that we are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We always claim ourselves that we truly love Quran. Alhamdulillah, we love Quran. But in practice, what we are doing, if someone places a single ayah of Quran in Arabic without any translation, we cannot follow that. So this is ignorance, this is jahl, and this is what Quran says, zaluman jahula. This is reference for that. The person who claims himself that he loves Quran but he doesn't know Quran, is it justified? No. So how could we say ourselves that we are Muslim, alhamdulillah, but how can we say? How many people know Quranic language? No. If I talk in English, everyone amongst you knows very well. If I talk of computer science, you will go through that. You say, yeah, we know that. If I ask about mathematics, physics and chemistry, you will be saying 1,000 formula about that. If I ask about general knowledge of the world, who is president of US, you will tell me. What is current affair, you will tell me. And you will be telling me 1,000, or you will be giving me feedback about the modern sciences of the world. 1,000 things would be put before me. But when I ask about you, what are huruf-e-muqatti'at, how Quran was codified, and what's the meaning of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, hardly 1% can tell me accurate or correct meaning of Quran. Is it acceptable for us or not? Should we accept this condition? Who is responsible? Any other person from other community is going to make hurdle against you not to read Quran, not to learn Arabic, not to go through the life of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Does anyone or any government ask for this? No. For who is responsible for this? We ourselves. We have time for gaining worldly resources. We don't have time to spare for learning Quran. That's why Quran is asking us. According to Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran invites us 5 times to hear me, to hear me, to hear me. And once, if we respond and say, Labbaik, 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 then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes His name amongst pious people. And once, if you are sleeping and the time of Fajr is over, Zuhr is over, Asr is over, Maghrib and Isha over, no one cares. Azan is going on, but no one cares about that. Then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, put His name among Mufsideen. Include His name among those who have been threshed out from the circle of Islam. Who's responsible for this? So Quran is Noor. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Noor. His life is Noor. His onward transmission is Noor. The message of Quran itself, our greatest message for humanity. And what is the reason of downfall of Muslim Ummah in the world? You consider that only extra societal variables are depressing Muslims? Extra societal variables? No, I don't consider this. Why? Because we have committed mistake. We have committed sins. We are the people who have committed this all nonsense activities in this world. First, we go for only 2 rakat or 4 rakat or 3 rakat of farz, and we left sunnah. If we left sunnah, it means that we have detached ourselves from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the first reason. Minimize love of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you would be able to minimize love of Allah. Then certainly after 3 or 4 generations, there will be non-Muslim. This is conspiracy. And who is responsible for this?
We are responsible.
We are on receiving end. We can receive it. We have a good receiver. We have good password of Medina. But we don't make proper channel. We don't access to that. Because we don't have time. Quran is inviting us 5 times. And Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, who says Labbaik to Quran? He says Labbaik to me. And whosoever says Labbaik to me, he is saying Labbaik to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is channel. But what's going on? We are mostly disconnected with Sunnah. We have forgotten the message of Taraktu Fikum Amrain Kitabullahi wa Sunnati. This hadith of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Taraktu Fikum Amrain. I'm leaving behind 2 important factors. One is Quran, and second is Sunnah, my life, my action. How much we give importance to this hadith. So my dear brothers and sisters, I was talking about the importance of Quran. The Quran is a hope from the emerging problems of the world. Not only for Muslims, also for non-Muslims. This is onward transmission, onward message. We have to take care of all these. And the best approach to love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to read Quran. Because it connects from Allah and Nabi Allah. At a time, it connects us from Allah and from Nabi Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We usually say, we are suffering from social evil, social problems, and we are facing serious challenges of the world. How to remove these challenges? The best way is to fall in love with Muhammad Rasulullah. This is Ta'amul Sahaba. This is called action of Sahaba, companions of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How four caliphs, the vicegerents of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, used to love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did they care about their home? Did they care about their lives? Did they care about any worldly resources or worldly benefits? No. They rejected everything. They kept away all things. And they said, even if you guys put your whole world on my hand, this is Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you put whole world on my hand and you ask to live a single moment of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not to go there, I will reject and throw this, and I will love to keep my hand on the feet of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is my life and true love. This is meaning of love. If you create such love with sincerity, then inshallah ta'ala, every problem of the world would be over. And especially from Muslim world, the main or major aspect of problem is that we have diminished, we have deleted, we have minimized the term of love and hope of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why we are facing these problems. So let's promise with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this spiritual gathering that we will be a true follower of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we will be following his life, which is life of success, which is life of love, which is life of true Iman and true belief. May Allah show us his path and keep us on right track with the love of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we could get success and get rid of satanic behavior and satanic instructions and follow true meaning of Islam, true message of Islam, which is message of success and message of love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ameen. Ya Rabbana Kareem, Rabbana Zalamna Anfasana Wa Illam Taghfirlana Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasirin. Rabbana Atina Fi Dunya Hasanatan Wa Fil Akhirati Hasanatan Wa Qina Adhab An-Nar Wa Qina Adhab Al-Qabr Wa Qina Adhab Al-Hashr Wa Qina Adhab Al-Mizan Wa Sallallahu Ala Khairi Khalqi Muhammadin Wa Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'in Bi Rahmatika Ya Arhamar Rahimin.